So let's review. The daf begins by continuing the discussion of a Talmud paskening in front of his Rebbe. Ravina sar sakina bebavel. Ravina checked shechita knives in one city, while his Rebbe Rav Ashi was alive in another city. When taken to task by his Rebbe Rav Ashi, he justified doing so based on the fact that he was a Talmud chaver of Rav Ashi. He had become Rav Ashi's equal in scholarship. He cited Rav Hamnuna, who was first a Talmud of Rav Huna, and would not rule even in another city during the lifetime of his Rebbe. After the passing of Rav Huna, he became a Talmud of Rav Chisda, who is also a Talmud of Rav Huna. However, since Rav Hamnuna was a Talmud Chavar of Rav Chisda, he did paskin in Charta de Argiz while his Rebbe Rav Chisda was alive. Amar Rava, Tzuva mirabanon chazi lenafshe. A Talmud may inspect a knife for his personal use. However, if he is paying for the meat, he may not inspect the knife. Even though a Talmud may generally inspect a knife for his own use, Rebbe Elazar Mehagrinya was punished for doing so in the city of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, either because they had already started to discuss whether to show it to him, and it's therefore disrespectful not to show it to him, or because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was a muflig, significantly older and greater than everybody else, and therefore deserving of extra kavod. Amar Rava, v'lafrusha mi'isura afila b'fun of shaper dami. If the purpose of paskening is to stop somebody from violating an isser, it's mutter even in front of a rebbe. Rav Ashi explained to Ravina that in such cases we say, Kamakim shesh b'chil Hashem, in chalkin kavod l'rav, when there is a possibility of chil Hashem, we are not concerned with showing proper kavod to a Rebbe. Amar Rava, b'fun of asr v'chayiv misa, a Talmud who paskens in front of his Rebbe is chayiv misa, as Nadav Aviyu died, shehayu halacha b'fnei Moshe Rabban, because they brought outside fire into the Mishkan without consulting with Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalai b'fun of asr v'ein chayiv misa. Out of the Rebbe's presence, it is asr, but he is not chayiv misa. The Gemara mentions the concept of the Talmud being distant from the Rebbe, Sholish Parsois, which was learned from the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar, which was 3 parsa. Each parsa is equal to 4 mil, or a Tchum Shabbos. 3 parsa is 12 mil, 12 times 2,000 equals 24,000 amis, about 7 or 8 miles. The Gemara cites 3 psukim in Tanakh about the Isra of Mar Halacha B'fnei Rabbi. We learn from the psukim in Iyam that a person who paskins in front of his Rebbe is Ra'ul Hakishai Nochash, deserving of being bitten by a snake. We learn from a passing in Tehillim that somebody who paskins in front of his Rebbe is called a chayte, a sinner, and that is why David HaMelech would not paskin as long as Iri HaYairi was alive. Elazar HaKohen taught the soldiers the laws of war, while Moshe Rabbeinu was available to teach them. Although he credited Moshe Rabbeinu by saying, "Lachi Abba Tziva V'Isi Lo Tziva," Hashem told it to my uncle, not to me, he was nevertheless punished later with his honor being diminished by the fact that it never occurred that Yeshua needed to consult the Urim V'Tumim through him. Reb Levi says that when Yeshua said, Adoni Moshe Kaloyim, silence Eldad Lemedud, it was considered Meir Halacha B'fnei Rabbi, and he was punished by not having sons. Reb Abba Bar Papa said that the reason for Yeshua's punishment of not having sons was Shebitel Es Yisrael Laila Achas Mipir V'Ribya. He prevented the Jewish people from procreating one night by keeping the Aron out in the battlefield at night, and we have Halacha, whenever the Aron and Shechina are not in place, we are not permitted to engage in marital relations. The Gemara relates, when the Malach approached Yeshua, he criticized him for 2 things. Emesh bitaltim tumet shel bein abayim, you have neglected to bring a carbon tumet the previous afternoon. Ve'achshav bitaltim talmud Torah, and now at night when the war is not waged, you have neglected to learn Torah. Yeshua asked, al eizem hen basa, for which one did you come? The Malach answered, Atabasi, I came because of the present Avera of Bittel Torah, upon which Halach v'lon ba'umke shel Halacha. Yeshua spent the entire night delving into the depths of Halacha. The daf concludes with a discussion of how to handle making an Erev in a chatzar or mavi where a non-Jew lives and refuses to rent his rishus to the Jewish residents. Abai suggested, Zilu betilu rishusaychu l'gabichad. Let all the Jews give up their rights in the mavi to one person, so that the only residents of the mavi are the non-Jew and the single Jew, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, does not make the mavi prohibited to carry in. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's logic in permitting such a mavi was that the Rabbanan did not make any Isser in cases that are uncommon, and it is uncommon for a single Jew to live in the mavi with a non-Jew, in this case, however, there are actually many Jews living, so the Isser should apply, the Gemara answers that it is also a milsad le'shchicha for all the Jewish residents of a chatzar to give up their rights in the mavi to a single person. Rashi points out that it is only a partial solution. Only items that were in that one person's house or in the mavi before Shabbos may be carried in the mavi. Items that were in the homes of the others may not be carried out.